Time now for your letters. Last week we spoke with NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne. He was in Iowa talking to voters about Republican presidential contenders ahead of the 2012 presidential caucuses. Ella Messer of Huxley, Iowa writes, "It is common knowledge in Iowa that the Republican straw poll is a fundraiser and that the caucuses are a platform of candidate advocacy. When a candidate spends big on buses and tickets and wins, it's no surprise. When a candidate spends big and loses, that's a big surprise and signal. It's probably always a safe bet that the candidate that inspires advocacy is the one who will win the Iowa caucuses." Mike Baum of McFarland, Wisconsin, commented on our interview with the authors of a story in the book Jane Austen Made Me Do It. They described the characters in their story as a combination of Jane Austen and Nick and Nora Charles. He writes that the authors kept talking as if Nick were the thin man of the title. That's true in the movies, he says, but not in the original novel by Dashiell Hammett. He points out the thin man in the novel was the reclusive inventor whose disappearance drives the plot. The author's reference to Hammett's thin man stories refer to something that doesn't exist. Hammett wrote one novel under that title. That's it. He adds, "Thanks. I've been wanting to get the thin man thing off my chest for years." We spoke with Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko, brothers who hold PhDs and boxing titles. There's a new documentary about them called Klitschko. I asked why they've said they'd never compete against each other in the ring. They said because they promised their mother, and added,
"But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why do you want to see this fight?
Why?" You know, I don't, actually. I don't.
Okay.
I don't mind telling you. It's not up to me, but I would be appalled by that. Carol Newland of Seattle asks, "Why is it appalling to suggest the two brothers who are both champion boxers might compete in a bout with one another? Why don't you want to see them compete? Why would not a contest between brothers in tennis or gymnastics or even on opposing football teams be similarly appalling?" Purely personal answer, Miss Newland, is, unlike tennis or gymnastics, people try to hurt each other in boxing, not just do better than each other. I'd just rather not watch brothers do that. We welcome your questions and comments. To write to us, visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. We're on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. My Twitter handle, NPR Scott Simon. This is NPR News.